Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggly.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
We are now tuned in to episode 549 of the world's most dangerous hip-hop show, Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, and this show is sponsored by Cocaine Buddy Boy Entertainment, Da Vinci Clothing, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Jesse Boutiques, Core Financial, Fleetwood and the Cot Picker, Schoolboy Radio. Got my host T-Max with the facts in the building. What's good?
What it do, y'all? Another Wild Out Wednesday on that fresh frequency, OTC. And if we are indeed the world's most dangerous podcast, then guess what? You have two of America's most wanted right up in the queue. And we are ready to do what it make it do. Shout out to our co-host, girl, Lady Sant. We allow the same man, Lady Chinchilla, of course, shout out to Dirty Basin Radio, DJ Sincere, and we are live and direct, getting ready to go with it. King, let everybody know who we got tonight.
Yeah, we're doing an exclusive interview tonight. Big shout out to our girl, Nay, for making this connection happen to this group that stems from, I think, Philadelphia, I believe, and we're going to get to know the members, more so their movement, what they're bringing to the table. We're getting to know what they're bringing into the table for 2023, and we're going to definitely get an education on how the Philly scene has moved out here. So let's all welcome the members of Code Gray tonight.
Yeah.
I think they're on. You guys are on.
Yo, fellas.
You're on.
We can hear you. Hold on, then. No. Already?
What's good?
Yeah, mine. What's going on?
Yeah, everything good. Single, y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to meet you, fellas. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we had to make sure. Yeah, you both are on right now. Hold on. I'm going to get you the... Hold on. 267, you're on Off the Cuff Radio. No, it's a lot of you guys. 267, you on?
Yeah, it's a few of us. 267
is on
this week.
Queen is in the building, y'all.
Jip. All right, we got everybody here.
Yeah, welcome to Off the Cuff Radio, man. We definitely have appreciate y'all taking the time to be a part of episode 549, man. Now, for those who's already following you guys, let them know what you have going on for 2023.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Anybody can ask.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm logging everybody in so that way, because I know it's like four or five of y'all, so I'm logging everybody in.
Yeah, it's a bunch of us.
Yeah.
Look, crazy
hey,
for real.
What's going on with you?
There you go, man.
What's up, bro?
So I got all, I think I got all six of y'all on live, man. So what I want y'all to do is, everybody introduce yourselves.
Gotcha.
All right. Yours truly would be Verse Mega, a.k.a. Verso, a.k.a. Captain Jamaica, Vacation Vibes All the while. You zimmy.
What's the deal? It's your boy King Mars, a.k.a. the God of War, Smart Hawk.
Ooh, ooh.
Mr. Him himself. You feel me? What's going on with y'all?
King Mars, what's up, bro?
What's up with you?
I called and like I said, bro, I ain't going to hold you. I just wanted to give you a congratulations, bro.
Oh, man, this is another, this is a caller? We taking callers right here?
Yeah, I'm logging all the members of the group already in, so that way everybody can let their name be known to the masses. I got 445, you're on.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Nay. What's going on with you?
What it do? What it do, Queen Day? What it be?
What's up, Nay? How you?
What's up, Mars? What's up, King? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We all good.
That's good. I'm still here. I'm gonna put it on mute so y'all can go ahead and do y'all thing. But I'm still here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Anyway, we got the members of Code Gray in the building for episode 549. And for those who don't know, y'all can go ahead and introduce yourselves to the masses, for those who don't know you, one by one.
All right. So this we're not all in the same place. I'm going to take a little bit of a liberty. As I said, I am Verse Mega. I heard my good brother King Mars, the God of War, Smart Hulk in the building. We also have a member by the name of M. Harm, Marcus Harmony. We call him Deadpool, the one that rhymes with orange. We got super producer himself, Grammy Award winning platinum producer, 808 Ray. We call him 808 Gray. All the way in Tokyo, Japan, we have Miyachi, a.k.a. the rap ninja, a.k.a. Japanese Panther. And we have the world's most interesting black man, the beard himself, Reek, Renaissance Reek, man of many trades, master of most. That's the squad, y'all.
Man, look, it's the United Nations of Excellence and Unique Rhyme Skills, man. Look, it's great to have y'all on the show. I mean, such a unique, such a eclectic, such an outstanding collective of talent. I guess we started off like anything. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how y'all all came together as a group.
So we're all from I'm from Jamaica, but grew up in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is from Philly. Miyachi, as we said, is Japanese, but also from Philly by way of New York. M. Harm is
mm-hmm.
also from Philly. And we have 808 Ray, who is from Roanoke, Virginia. Our sensei, so to speak, big shout to the big homie Range, is from Roanoke, Virginia. That's kind of how we got 808 Ray in the group. And the rest of us were in different stages of development as artists. And, you know, our shared experiences and talents kind of made it natural for us to come together under this one umbrella and put our talents together. And we just continued to grow as a brotherhood from the day we decided to do that.
Man, look, with this type of championship coalescence, I'm thinking of the Wu-Tang reincarnated all over again.
They were.
Modern-day hip-hop.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So you have the all-star squad.
Absolutely. From looking at it, how did you all find your way into hip-hop in terms of each of you? Shout out, you know, I heard you say Roanoke, Virginia. Virginia is where I'm born and raised, two up, two down.
Hey.
What were y'all individual interactions with hip-hop in terms of the experiences that made you all want to get on the mic and do your thing as a career?
I'm going to step to the left on this one. Yo, Mars, you got it?
Yeah, I definitely got it, bro. What's the deal, yo?
Let's get it.
King Mars. You know what I'm saying? The God of War, a.k.a. Smart Hawk. I think we're heavily influenced us to actually start doing music, man. We got the Wu.
Outkast, you know what I'm saying? Dungeon Family, you know what I'm saying? It's really about culture with us, man. And we lock into a lot more stuff. Like, we watch, like, anime stuff. I'm not sure if y'all actually, like, really familiar with the anime side of things, but...
Oh, yeah,
stuff
Lupin
like,
the Third, Golgo 13, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you ever heard of the My Hero Academia? You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah,
I heard of that.
Yeah, we definitely into that. And, you know, the brothers got templates, too. We all got templates, man. You get what I'm saying? We follow our templates. And some of the templates with the people that I just named, Big Boy, Andre 3000, and many others.
Definitely.
That's dope right there. That's dope. And, how did you guys come up with your with the name Code Gray? Like, what's the signification behind that name?
So it's, it represents the culture, man. Like, it's moving culture forward. It definitely took us a little bit of time to fall on that particular name, but all in all, the basic breakdown is we bring the light to the world, right? We know we're in the dark times. If you really listen to what's going on, if you even listen to what we party to, what we dance to, what people kind of have fun to, it's violent. It's angry. It's you know, doom and gloom. And though we want to bring the light, we do know that in order to bring the light, you have to understand the dark. Hence, you get the gray. That's our code.
Okay.
Definitely a lot of shades in between.
Yo,
definitely
what's
all shades in between. Yeah. We want to
shout out the
how...
Burger album, bro. That's one of my number one favorites right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now,
no,
what's
for sure, I appreciate
that. Now, when you're speaking on the music in terms of where it is right now, we all are sharing the same sentiment in terms of where we it's not even like you said, even what's supposed to be party and still has a slant of negativity to it, if not outright just a dark feel. Where back in the day, a lot of the music, when we partied hard, we partied happy, we partied in a fashion of everybody was out to have fun, you know, without all of the tension and the dramas behind it. When you look at the music over the past few years in terms of everything of how it's been marketed, the social media era, artists that have come in. Collectively, what do you all think has happened in terms of the entry level for the game and how people have kind of managed to find their way in a time where otherwise they may not have?
Mark, you want to go first on this one, good brother?
Yeah,
anybody.
Okay. We'll just fall in the same order. Go ahead.
Word. So, all in all, it's a lot more open than it used to be, right? There's less gatekeeping as far as you don't necessarily have to go to a label. You can hop on social media.
Right.
You can hop on SoundCloud. Of course, I think then I linked and the team shot is in it. But that being said, it's a little bit different because now it's easier to follow what's trendy as opposed to try to become a new thing and let yourself go. So if you notice, people are paying attention to what's popping. So if this person is violent and they're popping, even if I'm not violent, I might take a little bit of that violence and put it in my song. Like, first time I remember noticing was Soulja Boy, was Crank That Soulja Boy, right? This is a kid's dance record. But there's violence in the song. I'm like, why is that the case, right? Like, it used to be like the little kiddie songs was like crisscross, make you want to jump. Like, jump, you know what I mean? Like, it was all fun. Now it's
right.
Like even the happiest people got to have a little edge to them. And it's not to say that we don't, right? Life is real and we all go through it. It's just that that's not at the forefront of our music. Our music is really pushing the culture forward in a positive way and trying to give an alternative. So the more that we can be positive and be successful, it says to the next person, oh, I can actually say something cool and you know, not be outright trying to off people or sell drugs or, you know, bag chicks all the time and still be, you know what I mean? It's part of life, but it's balanced to it all.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing too, that's a problem. Yeah, another problem too is mainly with the algorithms. The algorithms, they play a heavy role in what's being exposed now, because it's like, let's say if you're looking at Tekashi 6ix9ine video by accident, now you're getting exposed to acts like him. And that's going to go all mm-hmm. over your feed.
No, you're absolutely right. So, you know, I had the same experience. I had to reset my own algorithm because I realized I watched one video just out of curiosity, and all of a sudden it started sending me this content that ain't even really what I was trying to, you know, get into. So I had to, like, go reset it and purposefully look up stuff that I'm, you know, normally into. You're absolutely right. Algorithms are real.
Yeah. And when we think about how everything is marketed now, it's, and depending on who you talk to, y'all, it's up for debate in terms of are there clandestine powers behind the scenes that are manipulating the culture in a fashion that has become destructive and toxic. Whereas back in the day, is, you know, the real talent was something that if you had it, it shined through and you found your audience organically, where now we see a situation where it has become automated and artificial. You know, it's like, you know, even going back to the radio. Back in the day, DJs got to break in new music that was actually good and let the people decide. Nowadays, there's a playlist. I mean, the cat's been out of the bag for years. You know, the labels, you know, the you know, the radio stations are owned by corporations now. Everybody's in bed together in terms of your payroll, exactly. You know, everybody's getting a situation where, okay, we're going to give you a playlist. I'm going to be that guy. This is why I do not listen to hip-hop radio, period. I have enough CDs and cassettes in the deck if I want to listen to something. Because it's all the same shit that's getting played. And after a while, I'm like, how can you listen to the same damn song 15 times a day? I mean, I just couldn't do it. It would drive me crazy. But it's what has happened now is you get the same song played all day until even if you don't like it, you eventually have to get familiar with it. Where have you all seen it start happening in terms of how do we get back to really bringing the essence of creativity, of originality, and most importantly, fun? Obviously, you all are the vanguards, the stalwarts, the flag bearers of that type of substance. Where do we start to reset it for the younger artists today to really get them familiar with the education, the foundation, and the execution of the art and the craft?
I think first we got to become
successful ourselves. We got to push and show them a different way of doing things. Mars, go ahead, bro. I heard you.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say it's more so about the mindset, man. It's about pushing the culture forward in a great way. Once you give them a different thing to actually attach to, because people don't know what they want until they want it.
Mm.
You feel what I mean?
So right.
It's just like having a pool, right? If the pool is saturated and you put something else into the pool, people are going to gravitate to what's new. And we all actually notice that with, you know, a lot of the music that's popping out now, there's a lot of records, a lot of dance tracks, you know, people gravitate to it because it's new, it's fresh. And I think that's what we offer when we offer balance. And we actually, you know, offer our mindset a little bit in our music and give y'all a chance to tap in with us and see exactly where we come from different sides of the world, not only different sides of the world, different cultures, different backgrounds. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's in cold gray that'll have you looking at things from a different viewpoint. Everybody got a different story to tell. So I think if you may not like one person, I know you'll like the next. If you may not like that person, then I know you like the next, because there's somebody here that can relate to you and that you can relate to as well.
With such a style. Yeah. You're right. With such a diversity of styles, how did you all meld together in terms of finding that perfect blend and the masterful mix of it?
Before we answer that, real quick, did I hear... I feel like I heard Ray. Ray, did I hear you, good brother?
Yo, yeah. Just not
yeah,
long
since somebody. Yeah.
What's good, y'all?
Definitely got to make sure that this voice gets heard in the conversation.
Yeah, we want to get
that. He's the sound that you hear under any music that you hear of ours. He's the template. He is 808 Ray. We call him 808 Ray. Phenomenal talent. Can't sing his praises enough for his accolades. Absolutely blessed to have him in the squad.
Facts. Grammy Award.
Just to throw it out there, as far as Grammy Award winner, platinum producer, produced with some of your favorites: Beyonce, Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Nas, Voice to 5-9. I would be here a long time listening to his accolades, but we're blessed to have him and call him my brother. Ray, they just asked us about our process of blending all of our sounds together and coming up with what we're doing as a squad. You want to expand on that a little bit, just from your perspective as our producer?
Oh, man. Yeah, I would. So, yeah, blending the sound, man, we got an array of just talent, and everyone's perspective is just on the whole spectrum, man. So it's a perfect blend. It's like a seafood boil, a jambalaya, you know, of just talent. And so just like what Mars was saying, you know, if you don't like the first guy, you don't like the next guy, and so forth and so on. And so, you know, everyone just comes together to make this perfect blend of music, and we all put our different perspectives in and to just make great music, man, for the culture.
But you got to also have fun doing it, too, because when you have that brotherhood, that's when you can make all your gems. That's when it can all come together. And you see it happen with a lot of crews. As soon as they really hit that glass ceiling of success, that's when you start seeing the quality of work start to be on the decline because, you know, money's more involved.
No, it's true, but I'll tell you what the biggest difference in what we're doing is we're going out of our way to create a culture even within our own squad, right? So we're studying people who came before us, studying people like Wu-Tang Clan, people like Dungeon Family, who had differences, had major successes, things worked in incredible ways, some things didn't work, right? The benefit of being able to stand on the shoulders of giants is understanding what they did to get where they got and understanding what they did to hold them back in certain ways. So I say, just from my perspective, I'm a fan of all my brothers, and I'm really growing the more that I get to experience making music with them. I'm becoming more of a fan, and we're competitive, but we're so different, right? Like, I can flip into patois and dance hall, go back to my reggae roots at any moment, and then bar for bar, play the assassin at any moment. Mars has a completely different energy, God of War, Smart Hulk, like really been through some things and is going to give you real raw pain when you're hearing. M. Harm is our Deadpool. Who knows what he's going to say? He might pull out a guitar and start singing to your girl. Ah, there you go. The man in Roger Orange. M. Harm, talk to him, man. You got it. And this is the co-captain of the squad. I'm the captain of the squad. He brings a completely different energy. They're asking us how our process works to bringing all of these multifaceted talents together at the same time. I got to hear your perspective on this, good brother.
Oh, man. Oh, this go all the way back to artist development. You know what I mean? Like, we did things together as far as, like, prepping ourselves for moments in the studio where everybody has their own, you know what I mean, perspective. But we still character based. Like, nobody can ever get in nobody else's way. So like if it works, it works. There's no egos in the studio. You know what I mean? We don't. It's no egos. If you leave that, you know what I mean, your car, where you at, like wherever, like. But we don't come to the studio with people. It's a brotherhood, like, you know what I mean? So start with us. We're gonna start, if we're gonna push the culture, like, you know what I mean? So that's how the creative juices keep flowing, like, because nobody's in the way, like, so it's a well-oiled engine, like, you know what I mean? So everybody gets to be like, their own character and what they bring to the table.
Yeah. No, and sure. Like piggyback off of that. To piggyback off of that, a lot of it is experimental too. And it being experimental, you get to have fun and you get to do it for the love, because we're not following a formula. Just like I heard y'all talk about earlier about the algorithm and everything, everybody's conforming to a certain way just so they can get into the algorithm. Like, we're not worried about the algorithm. We're going to make the algorithm follow us. And so once that happens, then everyone else will be free to do what they want, you know, free to do what they please. And then music will be what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be free, no rules, experimental, and doing it for the love.
That part. In terms of being students of it, in reference to being students of it, when you study the greats and their ascent, their commitment to the craft, how has that helped you all in terms of really being able to keep going forward with it? Because I think there's a disparity now where we see some of the newer generation who don't really understand the history that is involved and the sacrifices that had to be made. You all obviously are very, you know, in tune with it. How did the greats influence you?
I mean, the great influence all of us. It had a lot to do with, you know, how we actually see things. Like, you know, the great represents balance. You know what I'm saying? That's why we tell people, you know, the code. You know, everything that we do is broken down into symbolism. Cold gray. Mm-hmm. Gray means balance, all the way down to our logo. The wolf. The wolf means strategic, family. You know, we close-knitted and we stay together. So that hence the pack, the wolf pack. We just learn to look at things a little bit differently, man. We learn to take our emotions out of stuff and really use, you know, our head, our mindset first. We really try to rationalize situations and navigate the waters, you know, not on emotion, but with logic and real life intelligence.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off of what my brother Morris was saying, all right, so his shade of gray is dark gray, like, you know what I mean? Mars been through a little bit, you know what I mean, that been through the dark a little longer than everybody, you know what I mean, than the rest of us, you feel me? We got 808 Ray, he like regular gray, he like real even, like real mild man in right in the middle, like, you feel me? The perfect balance, like, you know what I mean, artist and like RC, you know, beats and stuff like that, and have, you know what I mean, had worked with people on a high level. Me, I'm light gray, like, I'm, you know what I mean, I'm party vibes along with verse, but we light gray, you know, he's Jamaican vibes all the while, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out Miyashi. Miyashi had a hand in picking our name too.
Yeah.
Cold Gray, the name Cold Gray actually came from Big Homie. You know, shout out to Miyashi, not here with us. Japanese Panther, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, so that's really a thing too. Like, our creative juices be flowing on so many levels, man. You know what I'm saying? We just want to touch the world by pushing the culture forward. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Absolutely. So when you
and going on with that, like, you talk about creative. I was gonna say though, going in and talk about creative juices, man. Like, what was your creativity? Do you observe the world? Do you see people in the rap game that's not really setting the bar? Like, what keeps you guys motivated?
I think it's our personal experiences, man. You know, just coming up in different parts of the world, or coming up in just, you know, different parts of the city, and just seeing certain things and navigating through life on our own accord. We learn things, we see things, you know, and you know, the experience that we have, we kind of tell our story in a sense, like from our side of the tracks. You know what I mean? Everybody has their personal viewpoint on what is actually going on. You know, Ray, you know, shout out to Big Bro, like, you know what I'm saying? He just bring it to life, man. Every time he produce one of those records, you know, it's just like, dang, man, like, this is what we needed. So when we get on the track, we able to tell our story and give y'all full narration. Mine's actually come from my personal life experience. You know, I'm dark gray for a reason. I'm dark gray because I represent the streets. But it's not just the streets. I represent on how to get out the streets too. You get what I mean? Like, you did the streets before. Now let's get some money. Let's take some trips. Let's take some flights, man. You know, you can do this thing the right way and really get to it. versus vacation all the while. You get what I'm saying? He's going to take you home to Jamaica, and he's going to explain some things to you about Jamaica that you never knew. You get what I'm saying? He's going to break down the good, the bad, the ugly, and the in-between. M. Harm, man, you know, we call him the cool weirdo, a.k.a. Deadpool. You know what I mean? Like, he'll get out there, and he'll give you energy, constant energy, man. He'll give you dope sounds from singing to rapping, and he's also telling his story from being from Uptown and actually going through the things that he went through. You get what I'm saying? And it don't just stop at street stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got stuff that's like heartbreak or, you know, love songs. There's a lot of things that we're working on that we got in the works, man.
Absolutely. When you all came together, what was those first studio sessions like that you all knew you had that magic? And what was it like to take that magic and share with others doing shows and other things?
So we actually had the experience of introducing ourselves to each other musically, right? We all kind of come through a camp around one main dude, Range the Messenger, big shout out to Big Homie at all times. And he kind of prepped us to be able to show our true and best selves to anybody. So when the idea came together to join forces, we just showed each other, here's what I do, and it's like, oh, that's dope. Like, I really like what you do. And then by the time we actually got to start recording, we were blessed. Our first track features Philly legend Ab Lava, Re-Up Gang, you know, Major Figures, Ghostwriter extraordinaire. So once we got into the booth, and, you know, I'm sorry, I skipped a step. 808 Ray sends like 15 or 20 tracks in our group chat. And all of a sudden it's like, yo, you have an established Grammy Award winning backdrop to write to. And now it's like it's like kids in a candy shop. And we just get to run around having fun with our brothers, like, yo, what you want to talk about this time? What you want to talk about this time? People just throwing out ideas. All right, this song sounds like this. This song sounds like this. Ooh, I got 8 for that. I got 12 for that. Oh, I heard you're 12. I got you. I'm going to get you on this. I hear what you did there. And that creativity just comes out of respecting each other's talent, being competitive, but then also being so different that you're never going to get in each other's way. And we just try to push each other to be the best version of that person that we can.
And to piggyback off of what Verse is saying, it's just chemistry, man. You know, chemistry will help you win championships, man. That's how I look at it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, when you were around a good selected group of guys and the chemistry is real, you get in there and the magic just happens. You feel what I'm saying? We all on the straight and narrow. We all got the same mindset. So when creating just becomes second nature. You know, when we in the booth, the magic is flowing through everybody. Everybody got a pen game, you know, versus an assassin. I'm bringing the intense, the pain, the aggression, the street. Mark is going to supply us with them vocals, man. He's going to supply us with a lot, you know, a lot of energy, and don't get me started on Ray, man. Like, you know, just to piggyback off what Verse said about him sending through those beats, it was amazing. I mean, we in the studio session, and you see all those beats come through, and it's from 808 Ray. It's just like, yeah, no, we can't let him down. We got to get in here. We got to go bananas on these joints. And that's exactly what it was for us when we got in the studio and just started creating. You know, but on the lighter side, on the gray side, I'm the jokester out of the group. You know what I'm saying? King Mars is the jokester, man. When I'm in the studio, I done got so many memes of my brothers. You know what I mean? Like, just sitting there, we just be ourselves, man. It's all natural vibes and great energy being in the booth.
Yeah, I'm going to get you back, too, bro. I don't even worry about it.
Yeah, we
got to shout out Reek, too, bro. Like, Reek is like the man behind this. You know, he do everything, man. So, you know, it's been great for Reek because he's a engineer, producer, artist. Like, he does everything. So, like, we bounce back ideas back and forth. Hell, he taught me a couple things. His style is crazy, so he brings his own flavor, which livens the group up to that next level as well.
The Renaissance man is different, man. Y'all gotta see him. That's the one with the big beard on the flyer. Yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to Reek.
And Reek's pen game is different.
Different.
Yeah.
Different.
Reek is also dark gray, but it's a lot of nuance. It's a lot of, we call him slanguistic. He got a different way with words, man. I love my brother. That's what I do. You always got to have that one guy that's the wordsmith for the group. But somebody got to bring the science at times.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think all of us got a hint of that, man. Like, I think all of us got our unique style, but we all bring that because we all can touch bases on so many things. We got a record right now that we're performing at the show on May 19th. And if you can get there, please come out and check us out. We got a couple records that I think people going to vibe to on a whole different, you know, scale. So I won't just paint that as one image on everybody, because sonically, 808 Ray on the beat, sonically an animal. You get what I'm saying? Verse Mega, sonically a beast. Like, you get what I'm saying? He step in the booth and he make it happen, like from his patois all the way down. Me, I'm going to give you unmatched intensity and energies, and I'm going to hit you with major punch songs. You feel what I mean? And Mark, he gonna give you the same. He gonna give you punchlines, and he might just sing to you and then take his shirt off. That's a whole different story.
About the serenade.
Yeah,
go. That no need to be alarmed. It's just him home. You feel me? Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, and that's
what I really like about the group, because like everybody's so different, but at the core, everybody can spit. Like, rapping is rapping. It don't matter how you rap. It don't matter what you rap about. If you got bars, you got bars. It don't matter how different you are. At the end of the day, at the core of everything, everybody can spit. So, us working together, everything just flows smoothly because everybody can rap.
Yeah. Got it. I can't leave out my good brother Miyachi right now, because Miyachi bar for bar in English is mean, and then we'll just spit in Japanese. Like,
thanks.
It's just a lot of angles to come from in this squad, right? There's a lot of different ways people are going to experience what we do.
Thanks. Welcome to the gray, man.
Definitely. What was it like in terms of, like, really getting out there for all of you collectively, you know, in terms of, like you said, when you do shows? Because it's always a thing about getting the group together and then being able to get the music out and then getting people to listen and then maintaining that fan base and then getting it more and more devoted and more rabid, more loyal, and then also staying away from the foolishness, because you all are about the substance, the skills, you know, without the stupidity and the crash test stunts. How do you feel about what some artists try to use substitutes, hijinks for real skills?
So
I'm
big on energy. I'm very, mm-hmm. very big on energy. And as a squad, you know, we're very, very big on energy. You could call it frequency. You can call it, you know, what you put out into the universe, what you put out in the air, right? So, as I say, we understand the dark, but we bring light wherever we go. So, mm-hmm. each of us has been solo artists, you know, in some capacity on our own for some years. So we each have separate fan bases. We each have separate energies that we've walked around Earth with. When we bring those things together, and we all come on one accord and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. And we do our shows. We go to open mics. So we go and kick it at karaoke night. Our energy is, you know, exactly what we say. We bring the light. So that's the energy that generally comes back to us. And if there is, by chance, that dark energy, we tend to leave it alone because we know what that can turn into, right? It's not a fact of us, any of us, honestly, being particularly soft. It's a fact that all of us choosing the light, all of us choosing to be productive and understanding that we're in it for a greater cause. If we're trying to move this culture forward, if we're trying to bring the light to it, obviously, you know, we don't get a magic bubble that's going to protect us from the realities of Earth, but we have mindsets that choose the light. So if it's that energy is going to be bad in this moment, we might have to step away
in this moment in order to bring the light another day. So ultimately, that's what we're trying to do, is take a megaphone and put it on the positivity in the same way that a lot of negativity is being, you know, broadcast and celebrated all over the world right now.
Yes, we just here to push this culture forward, man. We're pushing the culture forward. We're looking good while doing it, man. Like, you know, I'm not here to talk down on any artist. Shout out to all the artists that is doing anything. You get what I'm saying? But whole great, we don't really need the gimmicks, man. We're here to sell our characters, man. You know what I'm saying? Smart Hulk, God of War, First Mega, Vacation Wild, you know, Vacation Vibes all the while. M. Hahn, you know, my brother over there. You know what I'm saying? Deadpool, a.k.a. the Cool Weirdo. 808 Ray, a.k.a. 808 Gray. You know what I'm saying? We also got the Great Jedi. We got the Japanese Panther, which is Miyagi. We all here. We all pushing our cultures forward, man, in a positive light. We ain't got to really do too much for actually swimming with the sharks. You get what I'm saying? Because we're not trying to be the same. We're trying to be different. Instead of understanding, we here to overstand.
We're not on no, like, trying. We don't need validation. You know what I mean? We're not here for that. Like, we pushing culture. You know what I'm talking about? We brothers. We pushing culture from day one. We've been through, you know, artist development together, and like it brought us closer to the point where we understand it's bigger than just, you know what I mean, bars and doing shows and stuff like that. Like, no, this is our culture. This is what we're going to leave for our children and our children's children. Like, you know what I mean? And when we leave here, like, what kind of mark are we going to make on this earth? You know what I mean? So, like, that's a bigger, like, picture than just some cars and money and, you know what I mean, videos and stuff like that. That's all mirages, you know what I mean, compared to what we really trying to do out here. Like, man, all our visuals, all our subject matter is pushing culture. Like, you know what I mean? We're not selling nothing else. We're not selling nothing else but culture. We're selling hip hop culture, like, you know what I mean? And everybody got a branch of their culture, like, you know what I mean? We got Japanese, Japan over there, and my man Miyachi in Tokyo doing this thing, like, you know what I mean? So we got Jamaica, we got, you know what I mean, Verso doing this thing, international, like, you know what I mean? This not no, you know, tri-state thing. We trying to change the world, like, you feel me? So that's what M. Harm here to do, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you these funky vibes. I might say something off to the left that you might got to look up and be like, oh, is that what he meant? But it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that let me know you're listening.
Definitely. Now, you all got some ill-ass names. We're going to need all of y'all individually to tell us how y'all came up with it. Because, the crew name is dope. I mean, but the individual aliases you all have to identify yourselves as past nuclear. So, I mean, everybody give this story, how they came up with their name.
All right, well, okay. Everybody, no need to be alarmed, it's just them home, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to go ahead and hop out there first, you feel me? I'm the co-captain, you know what I mean? I bring the life, I bring the vibes, you know what I mean? The optimism, you know what I mean? My brother's down, I'm here for him, so, you know what I mean? And I'm kind of an anti-hero, you feel me? I ain't all the way, you know what I mean, clean cut. I'm a little rugged around here, so they call me Deadpool, like, you feel me? So my original artist name as a solo artist was Marcus Harmony. I was doing a bunch of R&B and everything like that. I would rap a little bit. And so when I came to the Gray, it changed to M. Harm. You feel me? It feels like it got a little slighter edge to it. You feel me? And it's not too far off of who I already am. So that's how I got my job. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let y'all hear it.
I'm glad you touched on the importance of artist development, because that's very vital for longevity as well, because you get to learn the ins and outs. You get to learn about structuring your songs, structuring your verses, and understanding how to really write songs as well. See, that's because, you know, that's missing in today's market. When they took away all this development, you just have people just pretty much mimicking, just like we talked about earlier. So we need all this development back.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with that. Our development is very, 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 very important thing to us. You know what I'm saying? That's what connects the brothers. You know, the great Jedi himself, a.k.a. Rings the Messenger. That's what definitely connects us all, man, you know, as far as mindset, training goals, and everything else. You know, for me, artist development was the best thing that ever happened to me, to be totally real with you. Meeting the brothers, man, and actually obtaining the mindset and really figuring out and seeing things from a different perspective is cool. Like, you know, we kind of tapped into the Mandalorian. I'm not sure if y'all know what the Mandalorian is, but, you know, we kind of tapped into the Mandalorian a little bit. You know, I kind of pull lessons from there. You know, brothers actually take notes, and we get in deep with that. And one thing that I learned, you know, from the Mandalorian was he was a Lone Ranger, just like me and my brothers was. We was all solo artists at first before we came together, you know, but along the line, Mandalorian actually gained the team, and they become a cohesive unit, and they move with discipline, they move with structure, they move with strategy, and they're able to complete missions strategically and strong as a unit. So, you know, that's what artist development has helped us do, you know, just being artists and attaining that.
So we're still doing a roll call with the name. So how? So who else wants to talk about how they got their name as well?
I'll give it up then. You know what I'm saying? It's King Mars, man. Mr. Ooh-ooh. Himself, you heard me? Ooh-ooh. I got my name King Mars. It came from my middle name. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't really disclose what my middle name is, but it came from my middle name. you know, but you know, and the king was how I carry myself. You get what I mean? Like, I always felt like a king. My presence, my stature, the melanin in my skin, which made me strong, made me stand on my own 2 feet to this day. You get what I mean? And I also learned from a wise man, shout out the great Jedi, that, you know, a king is somebody who conquers. You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't never conquered anything, then you don't know nothing about being a king. And, you know, I overcame a lot of obstacles from being arrested for 2 years till now. You get what I'm saying? Like, and that's where I pulled the king from, man. So King Mars definitely stuck with me, and the brothers helped me embrace that.
Ray, you
yes,
up there, brother?
Yes.
All right, word. Yeah, so where did Ray come from? Well, my name is Ray Son, so that's where the Ray comes from. And the 808 comes from the TR, you know, the TR 808 drum machine. And, you know, growing up in high school, Lex Luger Southside was like a major influence on me, especially with 808 Mafia. So that definitely played a part in it as well. So that's why the hyphen is in the middle of my name, to pay homage to the TR 808 drum machine. So that's where 808 Ray derived from.
Gotcha.
And then I am Verse Mega, i.e. Verso, a.k.a. Captain Jamaica. So my original name was Verso, which is short for versatile. Then I was in a squad. Everybody just started calling me Verse, which made perfect sense to me as a rapper. And then one day, my Jamaican brothers was like, yo, Mega, wow. And that was it. It just stuck, Verse Mega, since then. So it's Verse Mega, a.k.a. Verso, Mr. Vacation Vibes all the while. Is in it.
All right. So we got pretty much the identities for the individuals of all, you know, everything that basically brings about, you know, the action. When you look at how the game is structured in terms of how hip hop is covered, how do you all feel about and how it's distributed? How do you all feel about in terms of where it's being streamed? Where it's downloaded as opposed to where their physical copy, you know, do you all still feel like physical copies of music and just merchandise are still viable or still important in terms of selling the brand?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that merchandising is important with pushing the brand. And about your image, how you conduct yourself in the public eye. It has a lot to do about how you push your brand and how you market your team. See, this Cold Gray is one band, one them. So whatever we do, it affects the team. You get what I mean? So in a sense, we got to move strategically because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to do nothing that's going to compromise what we have here as a brotherhood. So when it comes down to pushing the culture forward, we're real precise about what we take on, even on social media, all the way down to just general conversations and certain interviews. You know what I mean? The brothers is definitely, like, we here to just do one thing, man. Push the culture forward, man. It looks good while doing it.
Talk that talk, bestie.
Word.
I hear you, Mark.
Now, when you
shout
see
out
a
to
lot
the
of
gray,
artists.
Man.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, and the information we're getting is vital. Now, in terms of interviews for artists, in terms of how they do it, where the most important thing is to, like you all said, get out there, meet the people. How do you feel where some artists have to be careful, not only the formats, the forums that they go on, but also how they may sometimes try to dismiss the smaller, you know, platforms in favor of the bigger ones? How do you all feel about the media circles in terms of how artists need to maneuver in terms of, you know, making their media rounds?
I got a saying, man. Like, I feel as though you treat the janitor with the same respect that you would treat the CEO.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what that is, man. Like, you know, you can't be the Mysticles and Hercules together if you don't understand balance. So it's just like, with balance comes love, man. You know, and I feel as though if you putting that energy into the world, you're going to get that energy back around full circle. So it's all about love, man, and showing love, genuine love to people, man. You know, Ray, you got something to say, dude, bro?
No, I was going to tap in and say, you know, move horizontally. You know, don't move up and down. Move horizontally, you know. That's the best way to do it, man. You know, reach out to everyone because you never know who could be listening to what. So that right person listen, tap in with them. You know, just move in horizontally, bro. Move in with your morals right. Just have great conversations with everybody. Show love, man. Like, that's the best way to do it.
And also, you got to mention, too, that no – that's not how we book our guests. We don't matter. We don't care if they sold two records. If they dope, they dope because they're going to be – we feel
they
that
dope.
They're going to
be
somebody someday.
They dope. Yeah.
Like, but then it could be – especially with the way the metrics are now, especially the way the metrics are now, it's like one record could take any group off the lot.
No, I agree with that 100%. You know, when we in our element in the studio, one thing I will say is that we don't chase the radio hit, though. You get what I'm saying? That's one thing that Cold Gray don't do. We're here to give y'all good music, great quality music. You get what I mean? And we're here to push the message in everything that we do. We want y'all to feel us and understand that we know what's going on out there, too. We want y'all to really relate to us and really feel where we coming from and see our perspective because we may be able to relate on those two things the same.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times that's something a lot of artists have to understand because as long as you have those people that are willing to talk to you, you're always going to have an audience that's going to be able to see it. And we see, like King said, you know, we've been doing this thing some years and we are indiscriminate. Our thing is if you have a talent or if you're just a cool person with a cool-ass story, you know, we're ready to have, you know, very rarely on this show are there people we turn away. But we have had people, you know, turn us away because they felt like we weren't big enough. But it's like by the same token where people may complain about certain podcasters, how they're going to set them up to do things. Say things rather. Our thing is this, look, you kind of know certain people's reputations. We're not going to shit on nobody, you know, but our thing is, you know, with certain people, you know, they're get down.
you come on our show, we're not going to ask you about, you know, whose gang you were with and who you shot. You know, we're not going to set you up. We're gonna, and like me and my brother talk all the time. We want to make this show about the music and about the personalities behind the music. You know, we don't dwell on the negative shit. As y'all want to bring the light to the culture, we want to bring the light to journalism in terms of espousing the most positive and uplifting aspects of it. We want the human elements to be shown, not the worst elements in humanity. You know, that's what we strive to do.
I have a statement.
That's what?
Glenn?
Go ahead, Nate.
I have a statement.
Sure.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Yep.
Hey, guys. So, if you don't already know, my name is April J. Peterson. I have a podcast, April Sex Podcast, on Instagram. And I was having a conversation with King Mars earlier. And we were just talking about, you know, interviews. And I was saying to him that my goal is to have big artists on my podcast, and when it grows to be big enough, my plan is to come and get the people that's at the bottom that doesn't have the cosign that I feel like is really talented. I'm actually flipping it. And, you know, I won't go into the conversation, but Mars felt as though that I was someone who didn't want, you know, local talents. I only wanted big names, not really understanding the ending goal of my whole podcast, because I'm a social worker at the end of the day. So
right.
I care for underserved people, so at heart, more than anything. So my goal is to use my natural connections and my political connections to build these relationships with these celebrities, so then I can then grow and then come and get those people that I've always seen talent in. And now that I have this audience, other people can see them too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody, I think in terms of the situations, we're just speaking from how we do it, because we tell anybody in terms of podcasting, the main tenets of it is, number one, love for the culture. Number two, respect for the people. And number three, have knowledge of it. And then there's also the four, be prepared for disappointment at times, because this is something that this shit ain't for the weak, because, you know, because it's something that, you know, when you're dealing with people, I don't want to get on the soapbox and preach, but I gotta deliver the message. When you're dealing
on your spirit, this your gift, deliver it.
Yeah, but when you're dealing with people, first and foremost, you are dealing with elements of their life outside of the art form, which goes without saying is also very personal to them. So when you're having them on the show, there's a certain trust that they have in you that you are going to bring the most positive, well, I won't even say positive, but the most candid element of who they are as people, what inspires them for the art that they want to share with the world, and the things that they have gone through to express that gift. It is a prerequisite to have a knowledge of the culture, because you cannot go in there. It's like you can't run a nuclear power plant without having a degree, an advanced doctorate in nuclear physiology and science. Same thing as hip-hop. No matter what people try to say, this is an art form. There is a legitimate story and detailed history that requires nuance, thought, and respect. Not in that order.
Absolutely.
So when you also are bringing people on, you want to make sure that it's something that respects not only the culture but people, and then also respecting the intellect of those who are listening. We have a situation now that is the game has a lot of people want to get in there for no other reason than to boost their own celebrity, which is a vanity move, which erodes the culture as opposed to enriching it. This is about bringing others up to give them a voice where otherwise they may not have heard it. Off the cuff, we do not discriminate on anybody, because we're the little guys, but we've made some big-ass moves that have resonated, you know, like echoes, you know, to the eons, you know. So, but we did it with people that believed in us. We did it through a lot of hard work. And most importantly, we always believed that our vision could be something that would end up being seen. And we have all, you all, we're so grateful for your time to come on, because you all share the vision in terms of what we all collectively strive to do in raising the bar and pushing everything forward in a pragmatic sense and not making it a tragedy in terms of...
And I like what you touched on about, like, not being messy, gossipy, because exactly what you just said is what I'm striving to do with the culture, but not taking anything away from these talented gentlemen.
Right.
I want that group of people who people think are untouchable, unaccessible, you know, to get these interviews. And then, like I said, once I get where I need to be, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. And that's just the only thing I can say.
Right.
I'm definitely coming to get my people, for sure. But I feel like in this business, everything is timing.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And, you know, we have reached out to people who, from our side of it, that we, you know, that we didn't think we could get. And we got them. And then we had people that we knew, you know, like paid that way for us to get them. You know, sometimes we were able to get them ourselves.
Some celebrities I don't even want because they don't do anything for my spirit.
Right. And that is the one thing people have to understand about who you bring in onto your platform. If you know your shit is correct from your side, you don't want to bring on somebody that ain't correct on their side.
Yeah.
You know, because the name, at the end of the day, is a brand. There's a certain individual, we will not say his name, but he's very well known in the culture in terms of, you know, saying a lot of fuckery. And we had a chance to bring him. And we were,
yeah.
King was like, and me and King talked about it, and we were like, nah, we are not bringing this dude on the show. Because another show bought them on. And I always laugh about it when I think about it, because I'm going to let Keith tell you all that story in terms of if he chooses. But the thing was, there was another station that is now RIP because they bought this individual on, and basically they went down after that.
they went down like the U.S. stock. But it just goes to show you that sometimes, even though certain people that you bring on your show, it can give you a temporary boost, but it don't do gracious for the long term for your brand.
Now, I think I'm just listening. I think y'all are absolutely right.
I guess
the thing that we were talking about earlier was
what you going
when it comes
for.
To energy.
Like for me, my podcast is strictly centered around rap, mainly. I mean, we talk about social issues and other things, but I'm interested in rap, like people that can actually really rap, like the artsy side of it.
Right.
And that may be something very unique and special and off to the side from $1 Million Worth of Game and all these other people, but my show is centered for, like, the underrated, the overlooked type of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, we all have a different direction, but I see what you're saying.
That was definitely a great question. Thank you. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to wrap it up because, you know, they gave us an hour time, though, but... Tell everybody where they can find your music, where they can follow you,
any visuals coming up?
You can follow us at Official Cold Gray. Everybody, go ahead, go to the page, follow us at Official Cold Gray, man. Check us out. You know, we have new music on the way. We also have a show coming up May 19th at World Cafe Live. Feel free to click the link. Say it again.
I said Official Cold Gray on the gram.
Yeah, for sure. Official Cold Gray on the gram, man. Go ahead and click that follow button, man, and make sure that y'all go ahead and you know, check us out, man. Come through, hit the link, and make sure you grab our tickets or the QR code. You feel me?
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Thank you for having us on, man. Appreciate it.
Man, look, we appreciate you all. And Nate, thank you. Look, you all know anything you need from us at Off the Cuff in terms of promotion. You know, you want to shoot us music to put on the show. Anything you need, you know, we're here. You know, look. You know, for everything you all are bringing to the culture, keep enlightening, keep being positive, keep being keeping the optimism and optimistic, and never fold. Always stay open and always exploring and going. Thank you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, man. All right, y'all be easy.
All right, y'all be safe. Right. Thank you. Thank you again.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. On that note, we up out of here. Yeah, big salute to y'all.